Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia University Chicago. Good morning, Dr. Gard.
Good morning, Andy.
Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning and share with us all the joy of 150 years at Concordia University. Now, not that you've been there 150 years, but that Concordia has been carrying out its work and ministry there in the Chicago area. So thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
Oh, it's a great privilege. Thank you for allowing me to share the Concordia story with all the listen.
Now, you recently were installed as the new president of Concordia University Chicago not too long ago, correct?
About a month ago I was installed. In fact, it was August 24th that I was installed.
Well, congratulations, and thanks for taking on this noble task. I know there's a lot of work that comes with it. Concordia is my alma mater as well, Concordia Chicago, and having been a student there, I know that there's a lot of work that comes with being a president of any college, especially Concordia, right there on the outskirts of Chicago, right there in River Forest, Illinois, and a long history there. Tell us about some of the history of Concordia University Chicago.
It's an amazing university. It's a great jewel for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and for higher education in America. So, of course, it's truly an honor and privilege to be at this university and to be able to be a small part of this community. Its history is just so rich. As many of your listeners may know, Concordia was founded in 1864. That's why the 150th anniversary this year. It was founded as essentially as a teacher's college in Addison, Illinois, not far from here. At that time, its mission was to prepare teachers for Lutheran schools. And of course, then it was in the German language, and at that time, all teachers were male. So it was a small school designed to provide teachers in this kind of a frontier part of America. Over the years, it made a move to River Forest in, I believe it was 1913, where the current campus is now located. In fact, the building in which I'm sitting is called Addison Hall, in remembrance of the founding of the university in Addison. But during these years, it not only continues to provide amazing teachers for our schools, now not just Lutheran, but also the public schools, it also continues to provide graduates that serve Christ in many, many different vocations, both in the church and in the world. You're one example of one who now serves Christ in a vocation that probably, or most certainly, was not even dreamed of in 1864. We have over 70 undergraduate majors now and 64 graduate programs, so it is tremendously blessed in its growth. The student body, by the way, is no longer all German males. Some 60% of our students are women, and only 55% are of European extraction, is Northern European extraction. We have a large number of students now who come from a wide variety of the different cultures that make up our world. Language, as well as ethnicity, and it's truly, it's just a marvelous place to be as you see this microcosm of God's church gathered with these young people on this campus. So the university, though, has not changed in one thing despite all the other changes. We remain committed to the same thing that founded the university in 1864, and that is a liberal arts education that is rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that will always be at the heart of Concordia's mission.
Now, I was a student when it was still identified as Concordia University River Forest, and then when I completed my graduate studies there, I also got a sweatshirt that says Concordia University of Chicago. So I have one that says Concordia University River Forest, one that says Concordia University of Chicago. Do you think you can find one for me that says Concordia Addison?
I would love to see those. I'll talk to the bookstore this week about it. But we have gone through some name changes, beginning as the Addison Lutheran Teachers Seminary, and eventually becoming Concordia Teachers College, River Forest, and then Concordia College, River Forest, Concordia University, River Forest, and then most recently Concordia University, Chicago. Just so you know, I intend to keep that name as long as I'm here. No more name changes. But it's the same university, the same commitment to the gospel, the same commitment to our students.
Sure. And I think identifying with being in the Chicago area, I think it helps those who aren't, you know, immediately familiar with the college. It helps them understand the location and some of the benefits of being in the Chicago area. I know as a student there, I appreciated the opportunity to be right on the edge of a major city such as Chicago with such access with all the public transportation. It was nice to be able to be close to the city and studying communications and theater and broadcasting. It was nice being there in Chicago with access to all the great resources right there in this major city.
Oh, absolutely. It is a tremendous place to spend your college years. River Forest and Oak Park area are absolutely beautiful. It's safe. It's wonderful. But at the same time, students have access to all the different cultural, athletic, other events that a large city offers. It has advantages for example, our church work students. They can do and have field work experiences in communities ranging from the inner city to suburbs. It is just a great, great place to be. And you're absolutely right. Just to get around the city, you can walk three blocks and you're at the train station, and you can go anywhere you want in the city and not worry about driving.
Absolutely. It's actually easier and I think better to be able to take the public transportation. Driving gets a little crazy trying to find a place to park in a major city like that. It's a lot easier just to take the L or the Metra into the city and you can, there's so much to see there and so much to experience. It's a great place to be. Yeah, you're right. It's right in the middle of a really nice neighborhood. When you walk around the campus on the outside, you're right in the middle of a residential area. It's really actually a beautiful neighborhood.
It absolutely is. I have the privilege now of living in that neighborhood because the university owns a house where I now reside, and it is truly a great place to be. I'm able to actually to walk to work. It takes me, about 30 seconds to get to work. Unless the squirrel traffic is heavy that morning, then it might take 45.
It is a great place. What is unique about Concordia University Chicago?
I think what is unique about Concordia University Chicago is its commitment not just to the intellect, but to the spirit. We look around the Chicago area, and within a 50-mile radius are some 60 colleges and universities. There's a lot of opportunities, a lot of options just in this area. And the question that has to be raised is, what makes Concordia different than the others? One can obtain an excellent education at many, many of those schools, and indeed many universities throughout the country. The thing that makes Concordia different, and this is at the heart of who we are, is, again, we are not interested only in intellectual preparation, although we do have just absolutely incredible academic excellence within this university. But there's more to a human being than simply the training of the mind. There is also the spirit. And we are very much involved with and concerned about each student as a person. And how we define person arises from our faith. And that faith tells us that first, every human being is created by God. And thus, every human being has immense value because they are a creation of God. But not just a creation of God, but one for whom Christ has died and risen. That is the heart of it. We see each student, each person, whether they're on the faculty, staff, our alumni, the people in the community, but most especially those who are indeed our students right now, those who are our focus, that these young people are, every one of them, uniquely created by God, and so loved by God that he would redeem them with his own son. What that gives us then is the motivation to see them as people of value, and each one is a gift of God. And we become then very involved and very much concerned about who they are beyond the intellect, who they are in terms of their identity as a child of God and what that means for them in a life of service beyond the university, in whatever vocation God may lead them to, whether it's church work or work in the secular world.
We're talking about Concordia University Chicago, and they're celebrating their 150th anniversary with the Reverend Dr. Daniel Gard. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue talking with President Gard about Concordia University and campus life, student life there at the university, and Concordia University being a college of distinction. Stick around for more conversation right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, this is Vern Gunderman inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans' second annual golf tournament. It's Wednesday, October 1st, at Quail Creek Golf Course. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ, as CFNA helps them establish a new life through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, citizenship, and ESL classes. It also provides scholarships so they can attend LCMS schools. Please join us. Information at cfna-stl.org.
Did you know that more than 38 million people in America speak Spanish? You can share the gospel with them in their own language using a new resource from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, the Spanish Bible with Small Catechism. Like all the books LHF translates and publishes, the Spanish Bible is available at no cost to the people and ministries who need them. LHF 800-554-0723 or visit lhfmissions.org.
Hello, I'm Rod Zwanitzer, Director of Broadcast for KFUO. We totally depend on the gracious supporters who want this gospel voice to continue and expand as the messenger of good news of Christ. A wonderful part of this support is our underwriters, an ever-increasing number, and so we ask you to find out who they are by checking them out on our website or as you hear them here on KFUO. Write, call, or tell them how much you appreciate their support of Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with the Reverend Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia University Chicago, on the upcoming 150th anniversary. Dr. Gard, before we went to break, we were talking about the student experience at Concordia University, how it's more than just a classroom experience, that it's about the spirit, about being a child of God. And that's what is that's what's different about being a student at Concordia University Chicago. What does that look like on a day-to-day basis? I know students obviously go to class, they study and they have lectures and all the things that you would expect at a university, but there's more to it than that. What does the student experience look like for Concordia University Chicago students?
It begins with the campus itself. We do have a large number of residential students, and we also have a number of commuter students that come in from the local area. There are events throughout the day, throughout the evenings here at the university that bring the students together into a community, and that's really an important part of the college experience, in my opinion. It's not a huge university, 1,500 undergraduates, plus a much larger number of graduate students in various programs. But as the students live on the campus, and in fact, my daughter beat me here by 2 years. She's a junior. And though I live across the street, she's living in the dorm. That's how much living within that residential community means to her. There are what you would expect at an LCMS college. There are, of course, daily chapel at 11 o'clock every day, which is just a marvelous experience. It is thoroughly rooted in the Lutheran liturgy. And so as we gather as a community, we gather with the saints of all ages. And it is just an incredible thing to hear these young voices raised in praise to our God, using the same liturgy that has been used by Christians for so many generations. The dormitories themselves, we very carefully appoint our resident assistants. There are campus ministry students that are involved in leading Bible studies. It's not unusual to see students sitting out in the triangle, which is an area outside in the main part of the campus, with their Bibles open and sitting there and just talking about Christ. Truly a wonderful thing to see. The university, in the classroom even, emphasizes the connection between learning and faith. Our professors are dedicated to that mission, so that if one takes a course, say, in history, it's not going to be unusual to hear some connection to the Christian message in connection with the study of history. So it's built into the very fabric of the university. And that is what makes, I think, Concordia so different from many other schools. When you begin to take a look at the list of some of the great universities in this country, universities like Harvard, for example, or Princeton, or so many others that are just outstanding universities, they actually began as Christian schools. But many of those schools have now lost any kind of a Christian character, so that they almost become anti-Christian in some ways, but not here at Concordia. We have not and will never lose that emphasis on the centrality of Christ in life. And that is, again, that distinction. That's what marks us as so different from other universities. It's not perhaps the place that every student wants to go, but for those who want to have their faith nurtured, who want to not only grow intellectually and be so well prepared for a vocation in any chosen field, but also to have that life in Christ as part of that vocation.
Hmm. And having been a student at Concordia University of Chicago, I agree that the student experience is daily chapel, the opportunities to join together, not just in the morning, but other opportunities throughout the day as well. Even, as you said, opportunities for Bible study throughout the week on campus. And just the encouragement, mutual consolation of brethren right there in campus life is an important part of that Concordia experience. Well, with the 150th anniversary coming up, how will we be celebrating Concordia University Chicago?
The university has been celebrating this for several months now. In fact, this evening will be the final lecture in this 150th lecture series. And I'm looking forward to that. Dr. John Nunes will be speaking. He's done tremendous work in Lutheran World Relief and other agencies that deal with human need, particularly in poverty and human relations. So we're celebrating that. But the big events that are coming up will be include October, weekend of October 10th through 12th. It's a Friday through Saturday. It's going to be an absolutely huge weekend at Concordia Chicago. On October 10th, on Friday, will be the day that I will be inaugurated as president, and it's not about me. It's about the university and the continuity. I happen to be number 11 of the presidents of Concordia, so there's a long line of presidents that have served before me, and each one of them represents the university and its history and its service to the church and the world. We'll be privileged to have at least three of those presidents with us on that day. On Saturday, October 11th, is the annual event that students love, and that is homecoming with all of its festivities and the football game. And then on October 12th will be a very special day of commemoration of 150 years with a service involving so many different parishes and pastors and agencies of the church, as well as the university community, with our synodical president, Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, here as the preacher. So we will have a huge weekend over that weekend that kind of brings together the 150 years of the past, but also now preparing for the next 150 years. And that's really what we're doing with this 150th anniversary, is giving thanks to God for his many blessings of the past and the present, and then looking forward to the future and the new opportunities that he continues to give to this university to exercise that mission that's given to us by the church, to educate and to proclaim the gospel of Christ.
A lot of festivities, just looking over the list. I mean, we've only touched on a few of the things going on, kind of an overarching themes of the weekend, but there are so many activities going on for the students, for alumni, for those who just want to celebrate with Concordia University Chicago and the gifts that God has given us in Concordia University Chicago. Looking over the list, just a lot of fun stuff going on, but also opportunities, as you said, to worship and give thanks. What a neat weekend. Concordia University Chicago has been designated as a college of distinction. What does it mean to be a college of distinction?
A college of distinction is one of less than 200 colleges throughout the country that were given this honor. It has to be a college of distinction has several different aspects to it. First, what they look at is how engaged are the students, where students not only learn skills, but their education involves their life while they are here at the university. They take an active part in their learning. It involves having a reputation, and a demonstrable reputation, of great teaching. That is, classes where that are smaller, classes where you are not taught by graduate students, but rather by professors. And students value that kind of teaching that takes place within the class, within the classroom. Another thing they look for is how vibrant is that community. In other words, is it a campus that kind of shuts down at 6 p.m.? Or is it a campus that has all these different learning and formation events that take place throughout the day for the students, with speakers, seminars, films, artistic events? And certainly here, we're so well known for our Center for Church Music and the tremendous music faculty. You said you were a theater major. Our theater department is an incredible department, just to signal one out, with very dedicated Christian professors, Lutheran professors, who are able to train students now in a kind of theater, storefront theater, I think is the term that they use, that simply has the place where they can find jobs when they're out of the university, and our theater majors are finding employment. We have the opportunity, for example, right now, and we do need support for this, to actually purchase an historic theater in Oak Park. We're using it, and it will become a center of theater, quite a remarkable opportunity. So we have these kinds of artistic events, athletics. One of the great joys of being here and living where I do is I'm able to go to these athletic events. I just walk across the street. By the way, it's kind of fun as the president. I can walk into the middle of practice and they won't kick me out. So I'm thoroughly enjoying that. A full range of Division III athletics for our students. A fourth characteristic is what they call successful outcomes. In other words, are your graduates actually finding employment? Well, of course, many of our church work students, that may mean additional education, particularly for the pre-seminary students. But all of our teachers are placed. All of our DCEs are placed. We have deaconess program. I'm going to miss somebody here with the different church work programs, but there's the church work programs. There are the programs that, for example, at the College of Business. My daughter happens to be a marketing major, and our graduates find employment within their field. So that's one of the things that they look at, is what are the outcomes of the education. But more important, I think, for us, and something that can't really be measured by colleges of distinction or anything else, is the outcome of the education that has to do with the personal formation, their identity in Christ and who they are. So it's a great honor to be among these very few colleges throughout the country that have this particular distinction. By the way, you're nominated not by yourself, but by people like high school guidance counselors and others, who look at the universities and colleges and identify those universities and colleges which do what they promise to do.
Well, congratulations on being named a College of Distinction. That's an honor, and I certainly see why. It's not a surprise to me, and I'm proud to be a three-time graduate of Concordia
Absolutely.
University, Chicago. Well, how can, with just about a minute left, how can our listeners be a part of this 150th anniversary celebration?
Well, of course, one of the things we most always need are the prayers of God's people. I've learned that we are totally dependent upon Him, and so please intercede for us with the Heavenly Father. We do have a great mission before us. We need your support in prayers, but we also need your support in encouraging young people to look at Concordia Chicago, to come visit us, see what we have to offer, and see what this community is really like. So please help us identify those students. To come and be just to visit this university. Of course, we also need the gifts of God's people. There is the 150th thank offering. Go to the website. It's very prominent there. This is money that will be used particularly to support church work students while they're here, so that they're not encumbered with debt as they go out into the service of Christ Church. We have capital building projects we're undertaking. renovation of dormitories, building a new science building. Our development department needs to talk to people about helping us to lay the foundation of the next 150 years based upon the foundation of 150 years already given to us by God, which is laid upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
So our listeners can find out more at cuchicago.edu. Is that correct?
You most certainly may, and I invite you to visit the website.
Thanks so much. We've been talking with Reverend Dr. Daniel Gard, president of Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Gard, thanks for being our guest on His Time today.
It's been a great privilege. God bless you and all your listeners.
Thank you. God's blessings to you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this.